Blog Talk Radio.
Looking into the eyes of a criminal, you have to ask, how will a little girl, a low-level thug, a businesswoman, become the most dangerous villains around? Simple answer. They all got their start in this city, and it's up to us to stop them.
Welcome to Gotham Talk, where we are continuing our conversation on the Fox hit Gotham show. Today we will be talking about Everyone Has a Cobblepot. Of course, it's in direct regards to the Penguin on this season 1 of episode 18 that aired on March the 2nd, 2015. Let me read you the quick synopsis for that episode. At the hospital, Alfred struggles from his wounds, but refuses to extradite pain. When Selina Kyle approaches Bruce, he tells that some files were stolen by Payne and that he intends to find him. Gordon and Harvey Dent investigate the sudden release of Arnold Flash provided by Commissioner Loeb. Bullock reveals that Loeb has been collecting information of police officers who have committed mob murders in which Loeb uses to blackmail them. He used Bullock's case of murdering a mobster to make him falsely confess in providing illegitimate evidence against Flash. Investigation by Gordon reveals that Loeb has ties with Falcone. With the help of Oswald Cobblepot, who agreed in return for an eventful favor, Gordon and Bullock investigate Loeb's uptown farm, where they find Loeb's psychotic daughter, Miriam. After Miriam confesses to the murder of her mother, Gordon uses the information to terminate Bullock's case via blackmailing Loeb. Meanwhile, Fish Mooney meets with the doll maker, who provided with her a new eye and allows her to prove herself so she can become his right-hand woman. Later, Fish discovers that the prison facilitates its situation and on the island and off of the European coast. So now we have a little geographical location for this hidden gem where Fish Mooney is currently at. We're live right now. Please call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. We have a first caller from area code 469. Welcome to Gotham Talk.
Hey, man. Joe from Krypton here.
What's up, dude? How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Awesome.
If I had to rate the show from 0 to 5 stars, I'd probably give it a 2 or a 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why that half?
Because I think it was a little better than just okay. Well, 2 is actually not okay. 2 is actually kind of bad. But I think it was a little better than bad, but it wasn't necessarily good either or okay. I don't know. It's right there. It's in that gray area, you know?
I hear that. And there was a lot more of, you know, with Loeb, now that Commissioner Loeb let Flash out and how, you know, he's now out on, the, you know, back on duty. And
free man, yeah.
Yeah, and it's crazy how they're incorporating Oswald to, like, help them out. And remember that shootout at the house?
Yeah.
That was crazy. In the farm.
It blew me away, dude. Yeah, that shootout was crazy.
That was I was tripping out.
Whenever Penguin blows away that lady.
Yeah. I'm like, holy crap, it's
crazy.
About to go down.
This dude's a killer, man. He is the Penguin. It was nuts. But there's definitely some redeeming qualities about the episode, but I thought it was kind of boring, though. It kind of dragged for me.
Yeah, there were a lot of slow moments, even at the beginning where we see Alfred at the hospital, and of course we're going to expect Alfred to not be so, you know, like, oh, woe is me.
Yeah.
More like, let's cover this up before, you know, it's really exposed. And then obviously with the files missing and Bruce Wayne now on the case of, you know, finding Loeb and finding why. And then an introduction to the doll maker. Pretty crazy how Fish Mooney has a new eye. Well, are you a fan of it?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, man. She's got a bionic eye. That's pretty cool.
Right.
Was it you that was saying that
it should be like a cyborg eye?
Oh yeah, I was saying if it was me, I'd want to live if I could get a cyborg eye. Yeah, I said that yesterday.
That's awesome. I wonder if it is a cyborg guy. Maybe we'll find out later on.
Yeah, Dollmaker, you never know. Dollmaker.
Dollmaker, yes.
Yeah.
He was kind of creepy. I love how he's like, oh, you think you have a leg up on me, right?
Yeah.
I love how he's like just laughing at it.
Yeah. He's, I guess... am I using this word right? That's a bit of an oxymoron. He's a good villain.
Yeah, you can say that.
I like him, dude. I like him.
Yeah, he seems like he's playing a big role in this season as it all unfolds. I wonder what do you think is going to be the payout with this Dollmaker?
I don't know, dude. Honestly, I'm still in the dark with this whole thing with Fish Mooney and Dollmaker. I don't know where they're going with this storyline.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's a side storyline, and it's interesting. I just don't know what they're building towards. Like, what is the end game here? What is Dollmaker after?
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
I wonder, you listeners out there in the iTunes or podcast world that are downloading this episode, let us know. At Gotham Talk, our Twitter tag is Gotham Talk, all one word. Let us know, what do you think is the whole payout with Dollmaker and Fish Mooney? What's going to be the big payout? That's the big question.
Yeah.
Where are they going with this? Yeah. So far, in regards to the entire episode, or not episode, the entire season, where do you think they're going with this in the bigger picture with either Jim Gordon or a big revelation with Bruce Wayne, or do one of the villains that we know are going to become villains become a villain? Dun, 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 dun. You know, would Enigma be the first one to turn?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I don't know, and that's how I feel about the entire season. Where are they going? At least with the Flash, we know, you know, Gorilla Grodd is coming, and it looks like maybe that might be the bigger picture. Or, of course, the Reverse Flash, having a big epic fight at the end there. And with Arrow, same thing. You have Roz. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Let's finish on a high note with Roz. So what do you think, Joe? What, in the bigger picture of the season, where do you think Gotham is going to end?
Well, I think towards the very end, maybe like the second to the last episode or the very last episode of this season, they're going to give us a little taste of what will be in store for season two. But I think ultimately the end game for this for all these character arcs in this season is probably finding out the death of who killed the Wayne. I think that's what it's all leading up to. Like, that's what it all comes down to. That's where it's all going, you know? Finding out who really killed them and the whole thing.
Do you think they'll solve it in this first season?
I think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did it and they fleshed it out in the next season. But I think
I think it might just be like a little lingering throughout the entire series, you know, like still on the case, you know,
because
I don't know. Yeah, it would be for me. I would be like, oh, okay, they're done. Yeah, with that murder case, moving on. Yeah, so that would be interesting. Now, do you think at the end of this episode they might have a slight sliver of Harvey Two-Face? Before the accident, before the the flesh, you know, melting face. But remember, they Dark Knight. Was it Dark? Yeah, the Dark Knight when the DA detective, the DA Harvey Dent was saying, "What did they call me at the station or whatever?" And then like, "Oh, they call you Harvey Two Face." I want to see some of that. Wait, is it too early? You tell me.
No, I don't think so, dude. He got the name Two-Face because it was before he had the whole thing with the chemical act with the.
That's exactly what I'm.
He got that name before that, so I think we could start seeing some of that side of that
like the name calling, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The name calling, not the actual character of Two-Face.
Mm-hmm.
But his comrades calling him Two-Face. Soon they're going to bring that in. All right, Joe. So let's go to you. I know it was a little slow for you, but I'm sure there was a specific scene that stood out and said, like, okay, you know, this because of this, it was a little more watchable than you would have zoned out. So tell us, what was your favorite scene?
I'm going to say two scenes. First, obviously, right. Like I always say every week, the Bruce Wayne scene where it's him and Alfred in the hospital, and he orders Alfred to get back in bed, and Alfred keeps it from Gordon, who stabbed him, and Alfred says he wants to, if anyone's going to take out Reg, it's going to be him. So that's interesting. I really like that whole scene. And another really interesting scene was that whole, those two old people that ended up shooting at Bullock and Gordon.
Oh, my gosh.
That was crazy, dude.
It was a trip.
It was because, you know, at first I didn't expect it. And then when the lady was like,
she's like, I'm
going to
go get my shotgun.
Dude, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it was nuts, dude. It kind of made me jump out of my seat a little bit. I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
It was awesome.
That was a very interesting scene.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then did someone mention Penguin's hair or something?
Oh, Francesco.
I think the old man does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does say something about his hair. Because doesn't Penguin say, I'm undercover or something like that? And he says something about his hair or something like that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That's a good one. All right.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No, those are my two favorite scenes out of the whole episode.
Yeah. Well, I got to mention it. I know I kind of fumbled yesterday and gave it away, but my favorite scene was when Fish Mooney unveiled the new eyeball. Because I'm like, oh, no, are you serious? So now they're going to have her in an eye patch like Nick Fury? And then she's going to become this Avenger because she's leading now. And I'm like, what? But I'm glad, so glad they gave her, a glass eye or a robotic eye. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Something just popped in my head, and I'm going to share it with you guys. What if the eyeball is obviously, we were talking about like a cyborg type deal, but what if it's the eye of a camera that the doll maker sees everything she's doing, he sees, you know, kind of like spying on her people without her knowing.
Dude, I would not put that past him. That's a good theory. You're probably right. That's a good, really good theory, actually.
No, I'm just tripping now, but that sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like something he'd probably do, too. I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, he goes, I want to see how this lady operates or what the hell she's doing down there that is making them all get together.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. Dude, that's a really, really good theory. I didn't even think about that.
Why'd you not even go that far and be like, dude, it's just a contact on her eye. Relax.
Yeah, it's just a bionic eye. Yeah.
Or just what if this whole time is just a glass eye and we think she has, like, all these, you know, special abilities?
Yeah. Let's hope it's something more, though. It would suck.
Yeah.
It'd be lackluster.
Hopefully, you're right. Hopefully they don't go in that direction. And then my other scene was, I'm using one of yours. It was the old folks at the farm, at the Love Farm, and how I like how the guy goes, oh, are those raccoons or what was it?
Oh,
those possums,
yeah. He's
in
like,
the attic.
Those darn coons up there. And then Gordon goes, man, those are some coons. And then that's when they break the shotguns out. That
yep.
is crazy, dude. That reminds me of like some Texas Chainsaw Massacre crap.
Yeah.
Creepy.
So then the lady upstairs, I have some questions, Joe. Hopefully you can help me out.
Miriam?
Yeah, what's going on there?
That's, I was kind of, I had to kind of rewatch that scene again because I was like, what
okay.
the heck? That's Loeb's daughter. Loeb put her there because he didn't want her to go to the Arkham Asylum.
Right, after murdering her mother.
After she married,
okay.
Murdered her mother, yeah,
okay.
Loeb sent her. Yeah.
And so the old folks there were more like the caretakers, right?
Yeah, at first that's where I was kind of lost too. Like, okay, who are these people? Why are they at the
yeah.
farm? And then, yeah.
And it seemed like their story was, oh, we bought it from Loeb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
they were more like the caretakers.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy
yeah.
stuff. Crazy,
that's
crazy,
creepy,
crazy.
Dude. That's too creepy.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to lock up my daughter, even though she killed my wife.
Mm.
And hire these old folks and raise her.
I'll tell you
very
what, man,
scary.
Batman has some very, very creepy and interesting
oh, yeah.
mythos.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, let's see. Another appearance of Oswald Cobblepot, as the episode is titled, Everyone Has a Cobblepot. So what do you think? Do you think it's a little forced now that now they're going to Penguin for more screen time as they need his help once again? What do you think? How do you think they're using the Penguin lately, Joe?
I think they're using him pretty well, actually. He's a very good character. I love his character arc. I think it was inevitable, dude, that Gordon was going to go to Penguin eventually to ask him for a favor, because we all knew the only way things are going to get done. I mean, Gordon has to cross that line a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and it's just sad to say that because you don't want that to happen, but you know that's what has to happen.
Yeah,
but I do like Penguin.
Penguin is back. And I love his line. As he points the gun at the old lady, what does he say? You're lucky I have a soft spot for old
ladies. Soft spot for old ladies, yeah.
For old ladies,
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, he loves his mama. Called
yeah.
Oswald Cobblepot. All right, cool. So, all right, Joe, so we're going to open the floor to you, sir. Anything you want to talk about the Gotham that we haven't touched on yet?
Trying to think of anything about the episode that really stood out to me. I can't really think of anything in particular. But
yeah.
are we going on a, like, we're on a 6-week break now, right, from Gotham? Like, they're not coming back till April?
Right.
And then we have 4 episodes after that?
Yeah.
What do you
yeah.
think, what do you think the final, because what I'm hearing is the final 4 episodes are going to be so awesome. Like, you're going to be on the edge of your seat. Like,
I
oh,
can't
my
wait.
Gosh. What do you think is going to go down? Like, where do you think the story is? Like, what do you think is going to happen with Gordon? Do you think Penguin's going to come
yeah.
back for that favor?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I was asking you. I'm like, where is this whole season going to end? I mean, they haven't given us enough of a more directional path that we see our characters going. Right now, for me, Gotham is just surviving day to day. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
It
it's
really
just like
is.
Survival of the fittest for that day. We're
yeah.
alive for the next 10 minutes. Please call in at 347-637-3821 if you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for downloading. We have a new caller from air code 469. Who is this?
Hey, Chris from Canada.
Hey, Chris. How's it going, bro?
Great.
Welcome back, Chris. We have Joe from Krypton on the line as well. Say hi.
Oh, wait.
Hello.
All right, so we're talking about Everyone Has a Cobblepot, and since you just joined, did you see it?
Yeah, I did. Wow. What is your Cobblepot?
What is my cobble pot?
Yeah.
So, give us your favorite scene if you have one.
I think of a scene with Jim.
Yeah.
With Jim and Bruce Wayne. I mean, I do like their relationship, their romance, and it's like, you know, they can really trust each other. You know, that
yeah, you
other.
Can tell there's that strong bond with them.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I like that, and if only they know, you know, in the future.
I know, right? It's just like what?
Yeah.
If you guys only
cool.
knew how badass this is.
Yeah, and another thing is money. He knows how to, up the ladder, and
right. And how cool is it that we now have a geographical semi-location that they are on an isolated island off the European coast?
Yeah, exactly. And
I have a question for you guys about that. You know, when they ended that episode with that scene, they played dramatic music as if it was supposed to mean something. Do you guys recognize that from the comics or something? Because I don't really know, like, it was a big reveal. Like, okay, so what does it mean from the Batman mythos? You don't know either? Okay,
I don't know either. What about you, Chris?
I'm not going to sit here.
It might be that Mooney realized, oh, crap.
No, we get that. But Joe is saying the way they revealed it was like, welcome to the Batcave.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, this is it.
Know.
Yeah, no, we understand that the dramatic music was because she realized where she was. But no, the editors and the producers made it through like a big reveal, like the new Apple iPhone 20.0. You know, it's like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't get the location either.
Yeah.
But I got your point, right, Joe? Or maybe am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. No, you did. Yeah, but someone on Twitter, if you're listening, please tweet us.
Yeah.
And let us know what it meant.
Yeah. We're not experts.
Up.
You know, we're
no,
just fans.
No, absolutely not. I know a lot of the comic stuff, but I don't claim to be an expert. Not at all.
There
I have
go.
A lot of questions, too.
Even though you are.
Thank you.
All right, Joe, we were talking about anything about Gotham. Anything else you want to add or ask me and Chris?
How do you guys feel? Because there's a view. I don't know. Supposedly it's confirmed, but I don't know. I'm not really sure. I take every rumor with a grain of salt.
Oh, is it from Movie Pilot?
No. I never go to that website. No, but supposedly, Damian Wayne is coming on to Arrow, right? How does that affect? I mean, does that now kind of destroy any chance of this universe crossing over with the CW universe because they're already using Batman characters? I mean, I guess they've already been using Ra's, so. But now that they're using a Damian Wayne, does that stop them now from crossing with with Gotham?
I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
I don't know. With the Arrow? Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you have Damian and Arrow, that means Batman is fully forced established.
Not bad.
You know?
Yeah. And they haven't mentioned anything. So this is
and they haven't mentioned a damn thing.
because as we know, Damian, as we saw in the movie, he's hard-headed and he's...
Yeah.
You know, he makes revenge and he kills. He doesn't care. So, with me, he's going to probably be out there without meeting Bruce Wayne yet. Without knowing the dad is Bruce Wayne. Because I don't think he met Bruce Wayne, Batman, and then he let him do that. He let him go away by his own and continue being a bad kid, So
yeah,
what
I was thinking. A lot of people are saying for the crossovers, why not have these main characters, but why not villains? Why can't they cross over either? Let's pretend in Gotham we get a visit from Merlin. I mean, how cool would that be?
Oh. Well,
you know, of course he's hiding from Roz, so why not?
Well,
yeah.
Well, here's the issue. Here's something I brought up to Chris the other day, Jesus.
All right.
I think that maybe this universe of Gotham could exist in the same universe as Flash and Arrow, except Gotham is in the past. So Batman, this Batman in Gotham is the Batman from Arrow, but it's just where they're showing us a younger version. Because in Gotham, it seems like this is in the past, not in modern day, right?
Yeah,
it seems like this took like this took place in the past. So I don't know if Merlin. I don't know if. I mean, I don't know. It seems a little difficult to cross over if this took place in the past.
Okay, I realized something. Damian Wayne is supposed to be Nisa's boy. So So which means he's not born yet. If Nisa is here, it's supposed to be. In line.
How old is she?
I don't know, but she's supposed to be sleeping with Bruce Wayne, which means, she's in love with Sarah, I don't think it's not happened yet. So I don't think Damian is going to come. So I don't think Damian has it on this one yet, because, supposed to be Nisa. Talia, and Talia is a
daughter
of Ra's al
Ghul, and Nissa and Arrow is Talia, right? That's who they're.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, but apparently it might not be, because I heard Talia might show up now.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. All right.
He got two daughters?
Probably.
I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah, who knows? This is becoming like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that Gotham still has followers after, 18 episodes in of this first season. And it's good to know on the back pocket of ours that Gotham will be returning for season 2. So this is not the end. And, of course, knowing that they're coming back, they should have a really good cliffhanger, as Joe mentioned.
Yeah.
The final four should be all-stars. All right, so let's wrap up this podcast. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Joe for calling in, and also Chris from Candor. Let's hear some shout-outs. All right, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
Thanks, Jesus, for having us on the podcast. We really appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at RedBootSuperDude, Joe from Krypton, and you can also follow my podcasting buddies at BoosterGoldCola on Twitter. We do a podcast every other week talking about DC Comics, and you can listen to us there. Thanks.
All right, cool. And you, Chris?
Hey, we want you guys to call so we can know what you guys think about Nissa and Talia and Damian Wayne on Arrow and Gotham. We want to know. We have so many questions. We want you guys to call and see if you guys can know
we're not
something.
Experts.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially Chris.
But,
he's definitely not an expert.
No,
just kidding. He actually knows his stuff. I like Chris. All right, cool. Thank you guys so much for calling in. So we'll be back when the first episode returns. When was that return date?
April 4th.
I want to see. It looks like
April
13th.
Oh, my gosh, even longer.
April 13th, 2015. So we'll be back on April 14th, the day after it airs. So I want to thank you guys for downloading the podcast. And, of course, you could go to iTunes to download our previous episodes all the way to episode 1, and so you guys could catch up. And hopefully on our return, you guys will call in. So don't feel bad. Call in, because that's how we make our show more enjoyable. So thank you guys. And we're doing a DC Comics talk right after this. So if you guys want to join, feel free. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Good night.